Oh, this song's appropriate. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillis, Hugh out today. We're looking for your best guess on where Hugh Douglas is this morning. And of course, Al Morgani in for Hugh. 215-592-9494.
My first YouTube appearance.
I wonder what the people are saying. Coming up at 1:30, you people, where Kyle will tell us what they're saying on YouTube today. So I never check. I know I don't want to know, but then Kyle just tells me what they tell they say about me.
Well, I'm on TV all the time with Ashman, so it's like Willie Nelson with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it doesn't get in your head like it does with Hugh.
Yeah, you'll
Hugh
be fine.
Hugh is very hyper aware that he's on camera.
Yeah. Because one time he wore a really dark shirt, and then they said they couldn't see him because the background behind is dark, too.
Oh, God.
So he's been on alert. So then he wears bright shirts. They say he looks like Cookie Monster. He's having a tough time with YouTube. But no, we enjoy being on YouTube. We'll get to you people coming up. We also are going to start something later in the show to where we're going to, on the Midday Show, strive to figure out who the top five athletes of the last 25 years of Philadelphia have been. Voting is up now, 94WIP.com. Al's going to give us his top five Flyers at 1 o'clock, last 25 years. So we got all that coming up, finishing the Phillies well. But along with the Phillies conversation here, Al, we have a new quarterback list out, okay? And every time there's a quarterback list, everyone gets all upset on where Jalen Hurts is ranked, and that disrespect card comes out, that Jalen Hurts is being disrespected.
Right.
So over the past couple months, there's been quite a few of these lists, and today we have one that I think is a little bit different just because who is making the list, right? If it's, you know, if it's a talk show host somewhere, or if it's a site, then maybe it's just one writer. This is a survey of executives, coaches, and scouts around the NFL. So Jimmy Fowler, ESPN, surveyed executives, coaches, and scouts in the NFL to rank the best players at each position. And then they kind of put all the numbers together and they ranked them. So let me give you the latest top 10 NFL quarterbacks. Again, coaches, executives, scouts around the NFL. Number one, Patrick Mahomes. Number two, Josh Allen. Number three, Joe Burrow. Number four, Lamar Jackson. Pretty much every list that we've seen this offseason has those same four guys as the top four in some order. Then the conversation has kind of flown off of that, where Jalen Hurts comes down. On this list today, ESPN, number five, Jaden Daniels, Washington Commanders. Number six, Matthew Stafford, Los Angeles Rams. Number seven, Justin Herbert, Los Angeles Chargers. Number eight, Jared Goff, Detroit Lions. Number nine, Jalen Hurts, Philadelphia Eagles. Now, they list their highest ranking, like where is their rank the highest? Like, did someone have him one, two, et cetera? The highest ranking Hurts got in this poll was six. The lowest ranking was out of the top 10. And then they wrote, you know, hey, his status is cemented. He's a Super Bowl winner, plays well in big moments. But this at the end, I think, probably illustrates why he's lower on this list. Quote, the question isn't whether Hurts belongs in the top 10. He undoubtedly does. It's whether he has the ability from the pocket to vault into the top five eventually, as his Super Bowl pedigree would suggest he could. More than a few see shades of a Russell Wilson career arc. Hurts has many traits that contribute to winning, but he needs a steady running game around him and wouldn't necessarily thrive in a pass-heavy offense. Number 10, by the way, was Baker Mayfield. Hurts, number 9. Al, your reaction to that?
It's asinine. When you look at what he's done, what he's accomplished. I mean, I don't understand it. In total with the Eagles, with their coach and their quarterback. Those are the two engines, the twin engines that make a team win. Usually that they get all the credit. Well, you can go all the way back to the Patriots with Brady and the guys lost his mind. But but you really look at it and go, how do you do this? How do you go get to the Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, rush for as many touchdowns as you have? And don't tell me tush-push, because I've seen teams lose a ball at the one-yard line and lose momentum going in there. And when you look at when you win games, in the NFL, quarterbacks win games on third and fourth down. Jalen Hurts is an incredible third and fourth down quarterback. That is the proving ground for NFL success. Third and fourth down. He's remarkable in third and fourth down. And then he had the gall to mention the passing game. How many games has he taken the top off of things you're rushing and rushing? You say, oh, well, that sets up the pass. You're going to make that pass. I don't understand how people that are involved with football, I can understand analytics people or whatever, that people with just look at decimal points. But I don't understand how people who are actually involved in the game don't understand the impact that a quarterback has in a huddle to get guys to do things, to have a team that has so much potential and everybody, okay, you're going to get the ball, you're going to get the ball, you're going to get the ball, and nothing seems to bother anybody, and that comes from the quarterback, especially in a city where you saw a franchise go off the rails with a guy that couldn't do that.
Right.
To come in and do that like this and then get slighted in a ranking like this is insane to me.
So I agree with a lot of what you said there. And I do think he brings a lot of wonderful traits. Third and fourth down, he is very good. Right?
Oh, geez. That, when you watch every Sunday, just watch the games. That's where you win and lose games.
But how much of that is because of the team he has around him?
It's
part of it. It's part of it. I can't separate that. It is part. So here's my perspective. I'd have him ranked higher than this. When I did my list, I had him sixth. I think he should be higher than nine. I think nine is too low. And I have him above Justin Herbert, who has struggled in the biggest moments in big games and has stunk in the playoffs. Even though Herbert's very talented, he's stunk in the playoffs. So I think this is too low. But I don't know, people feel like he's being disrespected here. I don't think it's disrespect. Here's my theory on it. The Eagles are viewed as the best roster in the NFL. Like that's they're viewed. I heard Ray last week said there's the first time they're ever entering a season as the unquestioned best team in the NFL. So if you have the best team, they may the coach and the quarterback don't have to be the best at their profession to win with that team. I think Hurts is good. I think he's really good. But we did see the first four games last year where they asked him to throw more and they didn't perform. That happened. And then they asked less of him in terms of the passing game and the whole operation worked better. It's tough for me to reconcile that with what he does super well. He does a lot of things. I don't think this is disrespect. I feel like a lot of people feel he's being disrespected. Do you?
Yes. You just took apart the quote of the best, one of the best. You just took somebody apart in a Super Bowl.
But isn't greatness consistency? Not the ability to do
greatness
something.
Greatness is winning.
Well, but okay.
Greatness is winning.
Yeah, but
that's what
when
it
Nick
is.
Nick Foles won, was he great?
Well, he won one. This resume, he's already put together resume. I mean, Foles is an outlier in terms of things.
Yeah.
Getting
well,
somebody over a finish
let's
line.
Let's use Russell Wilson.
Yeah, he's good. He's a really good player.
I agree. I actually think it's the best comp for him. He's Russell Wilson-ish in his prime. Now, Russell was very good, but I'll just speak for myself. I never thought Russell was as good as Rodgers, as good as Peyton, as good as Brady, but he was really good.
Yeah.
And that's the way I kind of view Hurts right now. He's really good, but I think every time these lists come out and he's not 1, 2, 3, or 4, people find it disrespectful. He's 9 on this list, a little bit lower. What's interesting about this one, and you said it, Al, this is not some guy making the list.
No, yeah.
This is and I saw people reacting this morning because WIP put out the list and it was like, oh, it's just ESPN trying to drive, you know, whatever. Well, but it's Jeremy Fowler asking a GM, hey, send me your list, top 10 quarterbacks. Like this, that person who's responding has no skin in the game for a list, right? They're just responding because they know the reporter and they want to help him out. This is real. Like this is what people in the NFL think.
Well, it's crazy to me to have as much success as he's had. And he's been, the numbers aren't eye-popping, but you can't dismiss touchdowns. I mean, the things that he does are things that put points on the board. I mean, you know, you have a guy that's so good at something that they want to abolish it.
Well, that they do, and they tried.
I mean, come on. How many times, if you're a great, people look at basketball and say the great players, they change rules for great players. Mm. Well, my God.
Like the triangle defense, the triangle offense, and the hand checking.
The keys, time in the key, all that stuff. This guy's so good at something that they want to change the rules.
Yeah, and they might eventually. They almost did it this year. Kyle, where do you come down? Is Jalen Hurts being disrespected? Because I feel like that is where people feel like, wherever his ranking is, there's a sense of disrespect towards Hurts that people feel.
Yeah, but that's only for the people who've deluded themselves so far. And like, I think last season, to a large degree, has been, and I'm coining the term here, Hurts washed, where people sit here and say, well, Jalen Hurts is a winner, which he is. Now, all of a sudden, he should be number two quarterback in the NFL. He's the best player in the city. Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl for us. Like, none of those things are true, but people have gone so far in that direction that anything even slightly the other way, when he was ranked 5, people were saying it was disrespectful. I wouldn't put him at 9 myself. But to sit here and act like him being listed as a top 10 quarterback in the NFL is disrespect to the guy, I just think you're asking for too much. Like, why can't it be okay for people to say, we have a quarterback that can win you the biggest game with a good team around him? Like, that should be enough for everybody. But people have to push it and go too far and say, no, this is the best. We have the best this. We have the best that. How about we have the best team in the league right now? That's great. We don't necessarily need to have the number one quarterback in the NFL. And guess what? We don't. It's okay. Is he number nine? No. But he's also not number one. He's also not number two. And I don't think it's disrespectful. I think it's crazier to say he's the best athlete in the city than it is to say that he's the number nine quarterback in the NFL.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, I think this is what it is. He's a good player, but I think we've gotten, like you mentioned the winning thing. How much of it is because of him, though, right? The because of verse, he's part of it. NFL history, usually the quarterback is given the most credit for everything. That's usually the way it is.
But quarterbacks are more than their statistics.
I agree with
quarterbacks
that.
Quarterbacks can sell to a team, to a locker room. And in fact, when you look at this team and you look at how the defense gets along with the offense, all of that is part of that reason is the quarterback. Part of the reason is how he handles himself to put them in a position on a field where they think they're going to win, where they'll sell out for him, whatever it takes, where you have receivers with big egos that just deal with everything because he never lets it get out of control.
Let me throw a different sport comp at you that I'm curious how where you come down on it, especially because you're a baseball guy. I think there's some Derek Jeter to him. Derek Jeter was a very good player.
Yeah, yeah.
But like in the late 90s, early 2000s, Derek Jeter wasn't as good as Barry Bonds, right? Derek Jeter wasn't as good as Ken Griffey Jr.
Derek Jeter shouldn't have even been playing shortstop on that team.
I agree. A-Rod was a better shortstop.
Yeah.
But he was the leader of a dynasty.
Yeah.
And you go back and I think about that, and I think Jalen's similar to him.
Well, that's not a bad. I mean, that's a good place to be.
I mean it as a compliment.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I thought Jeter was the best player in baseball in 2000. He had won three straight World Series. He won a World Series MVP. I didn't think he was the best player in baseball.
Well, if you had taken polls, then where would he have landed?
You know what?
Very, very high.
He probably would have.
Yes.
But he
fans
are lunatics.
But he is high. He's sixth
he's
or ninth.
No, Jeter
or fifth.
Would have been on the top of whatever. That's
well,
where it
he
goes.
Shouldn't have been.
But he was. That's because he won. That's because he won. That's what this guy does. He does that to you. He makes other players better.
Let me ask you a question. Then we'll go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. And I know it's a hard question. If this poll was done at the end of the second round of the playoffs, would this be a disrespectful ranking? Before the NFC Championship game and before the Super Bowl?
Maybe it would have been more in line, maybe.
Yes.
But you can't undo what happened. So they decide to stop a run. Doesn't that mean your quarterback has to do something different?
No. But most of the season was played before that point.
But it's not it's the whole season. You can't look at it that way. You can't go and disassemble a season. This is what they did. This is what it built to. It's not, what's the cliche? It's the journey. You can't just look at it. These four games here, these four. No. Look at what happened at the beginning of that season. Things look like they're coming apart. You have to look at that whole season on what happened. That's crazy to go back and say, well, he wasn't that good then, and then you know, everything kind of clicked.
But isn't
there.
That what greatness is? Well, it's consistent excellence. Isn't it?
What's more consistent? Where's his failures?
Well, I mean, they were 28th in passing.
I don't care. No, the failures in terms of this organization. I mean, one season kind of dipped.
Well, he's had a great start to his career. Okay. We all agree that.
Well, hold on. If we're going to keep the same energy because he gets credited with the Super Bowl win, does he not get credited when the team totally fell apart? Like, if the winning is going to be on his shoulders.
That doesn't count. No.
Yeah, right. Well, then the losing has to, too. And, like, I'm sorry, but this is why I think the season, to a large degree, has been Hurts-washed. The wide receiver had to come out and say that the problem with the offense was the passing game.
It didn't happen.
It's clearly not on A.J. Brown. I don't think he was talking about himself. I don't think he was talking about the offensive line. And I don't think he was talking about the play calling.
But But what happened after that?
He played two great games. He played two great games. I mean, they were amazing. They were all-time Eagles games. I mean, they were, right? A championship game and a Super Bowl. Yeah. He played amazing. But does that make him better than what he is in totality? That's where I don't think this is disrespect.
I think you can't look at, like, you say, okay, they had a flat spot with the passing, whatever. What if your whole coaching staff or your whole organization is set up so that you're hitting on all cylinders at the end? You're softening up everybody in a game. It's what they do in games,
yeah,
too.
Right.
But that, you have to then look at the end result.
But I agree with that. But that's it wasn't like the playoffs were a steady climb up. I mean, the Rams game in the divisional round, he played bad.
Yeah, what if that was the end result?
It wasn't.
But not to Jalen Hurts' credit. Like, if Jalen Carter doesn't sack Matthew Stafford, then what's the conversation here? Because this... Hurts watched. It's like he carried the team through the playoffs and won the Super Bowl. It was the defense.
It was the defense. And Hurts, I think we all know this. He played great in the Super Bowl and the title game.
It's ultimately, when you look at it, you have to only look at if you want. Look at Tom Brady, who's recognized as the all-timer, right? You can easily go back and have him win no Super Bowls.
All those games were close. They were all close.
All of them.
All were close.
But what happened in most of them?
He won them.
Yes.
But there is one missing part of this. He needed to have a drive in most of those games to win the Super Bowl, right? Like, he needed to take his team down.
Yes.
And early it was Vinatieri kicking the field goal to win.
Yes.
But Jalen hasn't had to have anything like that. Now, I'm giving him credit because they're up 30 points, so he doesn't need to lead a game-winning drive. But it's not like he's been down six with 2 minutes to go and went and won the game. The closest was the Super Bowl two years ago.
2 years previous.
And they were down eight. He tied it.
He makes a mistake, comes back and plays great. Yeah.
He tied it. But this pet, when he won his Super Bowl, it wasn't like that. We don't have that moment.
Yeah. Well, I find it fascinating that it's a city of, like, Philadelphia with a franchise like the Eagles, with a coach-quarterback combination that continually gets...
Slighted is a better word. I'll give you that.
The impact that they have on this organization.
Yeah, it is. It's viewed as more of they're part of it, but they're not the driving force.
Yeah.
Your read is right. I mean, clearly the executives are saying this. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley's up. Ziggy, what's up?
Joe.
Ziggy.
Very disappointed.
What did I do?
I couldn't agree with Al more. You guys just fine. I'm sitting here. You realize how ridiculous you sound trying to defend the fact that, listen, in the last 3 or 4 years, Jalen Hurts has been the top quarterback. And what's it going to take? Two more Super Bowls? And then you'll go, I guess he does have something to do with it.
He has a lot to do with it. Ziggy, he has a lot to do with it. I never said he's not part of this. But why does that?
You always diminish the sex.
I don't think I do.
Al Davis had it right. Just win, baby. That's what really matters.
But the team. But you know what I think we do, Ziggy? I actually think you do the opposite that I'm doing. You're diminishing how. He's not the only one that wins.
We could not have won the Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley. No question about it.
Of course.
But guess what, dude? Guess what? Jalen can throw, he can run, he can hand it off, and nobody knows what the hell he's going to do until he does it. And that gives him a leg up. Second thing, Joe Burrow, he's a great quarterback. His style of play is dinosaur, dude. The top five quarterbacks you're talking about all run around, except for Joe Burrow. They all run crazy.
Do you think the Eagles would have won the Super Bowl with Joe Burrow last year?
Probably. He's a good quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback.
But that's the point.
But on the same viewpoint, that's how you diminish Jalen. That's how you diminish him.
How am I diminishing him?
Maybe Peyton can go in there right now and win with the Eagles team. Who knows? But the point is, you're always diminishing.
No, I'm not diminishing it.
I don't care, Joe. I've been through the 60s, 70s, 80s, except for 79 and 80, all the way up until till Big Red came to town, losing teams,
right.
Ugly losing team. I would rather win ugly every week by 1 point than to lose.
I agree. Ziggy, we're on the same page. But what is that? Why does Jalen Hurts have to be ranked super high for that to be the truth?
Well, if you look at the last 3 years and who did what, he is number two.
Well, he's not.
Look at the last 4. Okay, so he needs 2 or 3 more years. So then you can go, well, he's definitely been a half a decade of being at the Super Bowl like 4 out of 5 times.
No, the team goes to Super Bowl. The team goes to Super Bowl.
How come you don't talk about Joe Burrow's team? Don't
you realize when I say this, the compliment is to the Eagles? It's to Howie?
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no,
of course it is.
It's a cut to Jalen.
Why would I cut Jalen? All I'm saying is I don't think this is disrespectful that someone... Answer me this. Why would executives in the NFL disrespect Jalen Hurts? What do they have to do with this?
Well, because they sure as hell couldn't get rid of the tush-push this year.
Oh,
so their next second thing is just bad press.
Let's face it, Joe.
Winning is what counts. Winning.
Yeah, and teams win. Teams win.
Yeah, right. And teams lose. And when you have a guy who can come into this city and handle everything that goes on, and still, like Al says, the whole locker room is behind him 100%.
Well,
we even have the Divas.
Ziggy, do you remember what happened in December when Brandon Graham came on WIP and for 20 minutes said how he and the wide receiver don't get along? Remember that whole thing?
Yeah, well, you know, part of growing up and being professional is meeting your shortcomings and dealing with it and growing from the experience. Jalen's never been a talker. He's a gym dog. He leads by example. So for him, talking might not be his strongest point, but the leadership is, and that's everything. Mm-hmm. So you can say what you want. You can rank him 10, 11, 12.
Well, I ranked him 6. I'll see you there, Ziggy. We'll be in Santa Clara together, Ziggy. I ranked him 6th, by the way, when I did my ranking. 6th. I don't think this is disrespect. I just think people view the same thing in just a different sense. That's the way I don't think a GM or a scout in the NFL right now is thinking, you know what, I'm going to get back at Jalen Hurts. I'm going to get the Eagles. I'm going to rank Jalen Hurts 10 on my list. Why? Why would they do that? That's the part, Al, this list is the most interesting one to me because there's no reason for a scout in the NFL to rank him 10 unless they think he's 10. It's just their opinion.
Yeah. No. Well, I guess it's kind of weird when you just look at position and not in context with the team.
Which, football is hardest because they all work in concert.
That's what you've asked people to do here.
Yep.
Take them out and put them in a vacuum as a quarterback. There's no such thing as a vacuum with a quarterback. It doesn't exist. It's a locker room with a quarterback. There's no vacuum to, and I think when asked to rank him, they're looking at something that's preposterous, a vacuum for a quarterback. It doesn't happen.
What makes it interesting is you could, on one end, say they'd be worse without him because all the attributes that he brings.
Yes.
On the other scale, I could see why some would say you have the best O-line, the best running back, best receivers. Why were you 7th in points scored? Like, why didn't this thing look better than it did during the regular? There is some validity to that. Right, like with all the things they have here that we all agree are great, receivers, line, back, why didn't they dominate the league all year?
Why didn't you win every game like you won the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Is what you want.
Well, no, but because, but that's pointed out as the good of Hurts, right? But why doesn't he play close to that level more consistently? We know he can. I mean, obviously, there's ability. I think that's a fair point in all this. Why doesn't he do that and they do that more often? I don't know. I don't have the answer. 215-592-9494. Your calls on this, obviously people are going to want to react to it. Do you think Jalen Hurts is being disrespected? You may think he's being ranked too low. Al does. I don't think it comes from an area of disrespect. I just think people view it as he's got a lot around him and he's a good quarterback, but not quite a great one every week. Where do you come down on the Hurts thing? He was ranked 9th by coaches, executives, and scouts around the NFL and the Phils, of course, at the half. Are they better or worse than you thought? And we'll let you hear what Nick Sirianni had to say about how people talk about his quarterback. Maybe a direct shot at the midday show. That's next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.